We welcome you into the studio. I'm Dave Spadaro, joined by NFL Films' Greg Cosell. And, Greg, we are inching toward the draft. It can't get here fast enough. And I think everybody's
two
opinion.
Weeks later, too.
Yeah, I know. We have to wait even longer for this. I guess I anticipate big things from the Eagles in the draft. The way I look at it, they've gone out in free agency. They've filled up some holes, some areas, particularly in the defensive secondary. I mean, when you look at the roster, Greg, what do you see?
I think it's probably an improving roster in some areas, and I think that it's a team that Chip Kelly is looking to build, I think, with his worldview, which starts with offense. Now, I think he understands you have to have defense in the NFL, but I think his worldview is such that he wants to play offense. He wants to play offense at a really fast pace. I think he believes that he can score a lot of points and that his defense needs to be good, but I don't think all his resources will be focused on the defense.
You see the roster being in better shape than it was a year ago?
I think we have to wait to see that play out, Dave. And the reason I say that, and it's not a cop-out answer, but you still have the draft.
Yep.
There's still going to be players released based on what happens with the draft. So I think you have to take some time. And all GMs say the same thing, and I know maybe for media people it comes across like a cop-out. But I think at the end of the day, it's a continuing process building a roster. And I think as we sit here today on, what, April 4th, I don't think we can say this is the final roster, this is what they're going to battle with in early September. We have a long ways to go.
When you look at this offense, Greg, you add Darren Sproles.
Yep.
Both Jason Avant, DeSean Jackson released. It's an explosive, versatile offense. You retain Riley Cooper, retain Jeremy Maclin. Complete group right now? I mean, particularly the wide receivers?
No, I think that they'll look to target a wide receiver or two in the draft. It's the deepest draft class for wide receivers that I can remember, and I've heard others who've done it longer than I have say the same thing. I think that Chip, again, it comes back to his worldview. He's been very successful as a head coach, both in the NFL and in college, without the one wide receiver who was the dominant 1,500-yard wide receiver. He didn't have that in college. He certainly had DeSean Jackson last year. But I think the feeling is that we can get wide receivers to play in our offense that we can theoretically maybe pay a few dollars less for and then help build other areas of our team.
And then when you factor in Darren Sproles, the development of Zach Ertz.
Absolutely.
You think that is part of the thinking here?
Yes, because Zach Ertz ultimately is one of those movement tight ends. We started to see some of it last year where he lined up outside basically as an X weak side wide receiver, and he ran routes against corners and often beat them. I think you'll see more of that as Ertz becomes more comfortable in the offense.
How about Sproles?
I thought Sproles was a great pickup because a guy like Sproles, keep in mind, he doesn't have to play 50 snaps, Dave. He can play 25 snaps and impact a game. And I think he's essentially, you know what he is? He's the Eagles' version, in a sense, of the Anthony Thomas that Chip had at Oregon. And he may not be quite as fast, but he's that movable chess piece who can line up anywhere. It's not just mismatches. Keep in mind this. It's not just mismatches for Darren Sproles. It's you use him in a way that creates mismatches for other players. You mentioned Zach Ertz. Let's say you get Zach Ertz on a linebacker because of what you're doing with Sproles.
Right.
And by the way, I think you'll see Sproles and McCoy on the field at the same time.
Quarterback, interesting move when the Eagles added Mark Sanchez. First 2 years in the NFL, takes the Jets
yep.
to the AFC Championship game. How do you see a change of scenery benefiting him?
Well, you know, he was the fifth pick in the draft. I never quite saw him as a great talent, but he was a starting quarterback in this league who at times showed development. He was certainly not on a good offensive team. I think it's an interesting signing because I think it tells you in their mind, I don't think we have to interpret this, Dave. I think the Eagles have told us this. In their mind, they don't feel that Matt Barkley's quite ready to be a backup yet, and that if something happened to Foles and he went down, they would want someone else to come in, and I think that's why they signed Mark Sanchez.
Last one, Greg, as you look at the defense, where could the Eagles really add to this group, perhaps in the draft, and take it to another level? Is that possible?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, if you're going to have a 3-4 base as your defense, I think they still need that pass rusher who's a dominant pass rusher, who another team, when they look at the Eagles' defense, says, we have to account for this particular player. I don't think they have that guy. I think Bill Davis did an excellent job as last year progressed in scheming pressure, which that's great. And most coaches will do that. But there are times when you'd like to be in a situation where you could rush the quarterback and not always feel that it has to be scheme-based. I think on the other side of this is they'll still probably look at the safety position. I know they signed Malcolm Jenkins, but I think they'll look for depth and competition at the safety position. So those would probably be the two areas. Anytime you play a 3-4 base, you have to have outside linebackers that can rush the quarterback as their number one deal. And I'm not sure that guy's on the roster.
When it's all said and done here, Greg, how good can the Eagles be?
Oh, I think they'll be a very good team. Look what they did last year. Last year, it was Chip's first year. They won a division. Their offense was very good. I would expect it to get better. I would expect Chip to play faster. I think for a lot of people, the Eagles will be a very trendy pick to be in the NFC Championship game.
Great. Greg Cosell with us, and he's been with us throughout the offseason. Will continue to be with us right through the draft, May 8th through the 10th. Greg, we thank you for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.